4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh no. No, 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 no. That is not the correct time. The correct time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that is the time at which you must start to ask yourself, what could possibly be the motivation of our protagonist? Well, golf balls. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman and chief golf ball finder of the Dubious Goals Committee. Our little Tobester. And where am I? Today, once again, I'm back down at my neighborhood creek. Just down the block and around the corner from my house. Right next to a conveniently located golf course. And as I walk up to the edge of the creek, all the leaves are off the trees now, and I can see across onto the golf course. And you know, it occurs to me that it looks like the tee is right there. And are you seriously telling me that people are knocking the balls into the creek from right there? I guess that's the fact. Now, I can kind of see. Yeah, I can't see the pin. I can see the. Yeah, there it is. I can see the green in the pin. And how long is this hole? I don't think it's 100 yards. It's not 100 meters. This is a pretty small golf course. Oh, there are some people playing though. Some guys are driving by in their golf cart. Yeah, a 9-hole golf cart where no hole is over 100 yards. And they feel like they need a golf cart. That's cool. All right, so I'm making my way down the treacherous slope. It's a beautiful day. It's at least 72 degrees, about 23 Fahrenheit, and rising. There's barely any wind. It's really still. Some birds are flying around occasionally. And now we're back down in the creek. I hope more people were playing yesterday so more people could lose their golf balls, because we sure had a good day yesterday. If you didn't manage to hear yesterday's show, we found a golf ball. We found a unique color golf ball, one that I didn't have already to add to the collection. So happy about that. I'm not going to tell you what color we found. You're going to have to listen to the show from the archive. AnonRadio.net/archive. Well, I'm standing here. And I'm not seeing a single golf ball. Not seeing a single one, which either means not many people have been golfing in the last 24 hours, or the quality of golfers in the last 24 hours has been higher than average. Because I don't see Jack. There's nothing to be found. I don't know, which doesn't surprise me all that much. 2 days ago, I guess we didn't find anything either, did we? And I'm looking. All I want are some golf balls. More golf balls, because I'm golf ball crazy. Don't know why I'm golf ball crazy these days, but I am. All right, let's go look over here. And yesterday when I was looking at my collection of golf balls, I was thinking, you know, I need to find a high gloss red and a high gloss. No, that's about it. Because everything else got gloss in every other color. Oh, I need a high gloss pink. And I need a high gloss, like, bright pink, which we haven't found yet. But anyway, looking over here, this end of things, still not finding golf balls. There's no golf balls to be found out here today. Because we found them all yesterday. Yesterday we found a grand total of 4. One super duper good one. And 3 vaguely boring ones. We found a yellow one yesterday. We found a couple of white ones yesterday. And it doesn't look like we're gonna find much today. Wow, look over here. This is interesting. We were in this spot yesterday walking up the middle of the creek on the sandbars, and all these leaves weren't down. Overnight, all the leaves fell off this tree. Well, not all of them, but enough that the ground is now, the ground that was just a sandbar is now just covered with leaves. That's very cool. So it looks like the creek is just leaves. That's awesome. I like it. I like it. So I'm looking. I'm still looking. Are we finding anything, though? No, we're not. Although I am finding that I'm having sinus issues, which is to be expected. It's a very sinusy day. It's just a not very golf ball-y day. Maybe we need to come back here later tonight before sunset and look for golf bars. Look for all the golf balls that got lost during the day. Well, that is a potential strategy. Oh, and here's another weird thing. I got an email from the emeritus last night. And after he had listened to the show, he said that, I looked in the classified ads of the newspaper. And out of the 12 classifieds in the newspaper, 7 of them were ads for used golf balls. So my dad said, you've got at least 7 other people looking for golf balls. And of course, people are willing to trade and do stuff and buy golf balls and stuff. So, you know, we could do that. I'm not selling my good golf balls, but I could sell all the white golf balls. And I'm beginning to wonder how many of the golf ball scroungers come to this spot. Because this isn't a spot that you would know about unless you live in this neighborhood. I mean, everybody that's down here are kids. And occasionally some other older people. Not very far away from the junior high school. And so, I don't know if the golf ball pros, the collector pros, even come down here. All right, but I've actually climbed out of the creek and I'm walking back to my car. I'm trying to look on the golf course. I don't see any other golfers other than those two guys in the cart. So I don't think we're gonna find any golf balls here today. I think what we need to do is create a portal. Some sort of dimensional portal that will let us travel through both time and space without being too much of a hassle. Oh, well, look at this. Here's one conveniently placed right here, and I'm gonna step through it in a couple seconds, in about 3, 2, 1, 0. Wow. I've been teleported through time and space. And where am I? Oh, I know where I am. I'm exactly 2 miles west of where I was, near another golf course. But I'm gonna check something else first. Where am I? What am I doing? What's happening? What's going on? It's a little bit windier here in the Papio Valley. But if you haven't figured it out, I am at Herrenhaven. There's 4 other cars here besides mine. Herrenhaven has become an extremely popular place to go during the pandemic, which means that, I can barely come here anymore. So what we're going to do is we're going to look for some golf balls where we will avoid other people. So I'm walking over to the side of the building, the side that sort of faces the golf course. I can see guys in carts. There's a tee 100 meters that way. You can hear cars driving by. And it is right in this area that we often find our golf balls. And we've got one sitting right here. Sitting right here, about 2 meters in front of the Caterpillar garden gate. Oh, and I see another one. There's a ball that has actually gone into the Caterpillar garden, so we're going to go in there. This ball on the ground right in front of me, it's a logo ball. And some kind of logistics company. Boo, boring. But I see something else that I want, and I want it now, and I got to have it, and now I do. I got a golf ball. It is a colored golf ball, and I can't really tell what color it is. I got to get it out of the direct sun here, close this gate. Is it green or is it yellow? I can't tell. It's sort of greenish yellow. You know, it's fluorescent greenish yellow. We'll have to compare it to other yellow golf balls. But, you know, another yellow golf ball, big deal. The funny thing is I need more orange golf balls. We got to find some more orange. Out of all the colored golf balls I thought I'd find more orange than anything. But that hasn't been the case. We've only found two. Well, we found three, but that one was all messed up and got hit by a lawnmower and doesn't count for anything. And so I need more orange. And I need a flat orange. I need a matte finish orange. I need a glossy red. I need a matte finish yellow. I need a glossy pink. The list of golf balls that I need is fairly extensive. I also need, you know, green and blue and purple. But we're not here to talk about that. I have just climbed over the fence, and I'm walking along the, oh my god, there's one right there. I'm walking along the street. Should I grab it now? Yeah, okay, I gotta cross the street. Crossing the street to pick up a white golf ball that is sitting here right by the fence. It just barely went out of bounds. Another logo ball. Insurance company. The insurance company that insures my car. All right, so I'm going to cross back over the street and walk up here along the Heron Haven property because there's often golf balls here. One little hook if you're a right-handed golfer, or one little slice if you're a left-handed golfer, and the golf balls come right here. The tee is still, 60 to 70 meters up in front of me. With all this grass being so long and stuff, I don't know if we're actually going to find any on the other side of the fence, but I have in the past, you know, tons of them. And in the spring, it's fun to walk along here. You can often find quite a few golf balls. So I'm turning around, walking back into the traffic. While I still look down into this little gully, yeah, I'm not seeing much of anything. But look at this. I mean, we haven't put forth any effort whatsoever. We've already got three golf balls. Of course, nothing special. But still, three golf balls nonetheless. All right, I want to double check all this area because they like to fly down into here and land right around in here sometimes. Not seeing much. But then again, I've checked this area recently. And I might be one of the only people that actually bothers to check over here. Oh, we got kids showing up at Heron Haven. Yapple dapples. All right, crossing the street. What street am I crossing? Ironworthman Drive. And now I'm on the golf ball side of the street, looking around. Here's a lovely fire hydrant. It's got a green cap. What does that mean? Wait, is this a golf ball or is that just a chunk of paper? Oh, it's a golf ball and I can't get to it. It's 30 centimeters on the other side of this fence. And we've got a regular chain link fence blocking me. And I'm not even going to bother to try to get it because it's just a regular old white ball. And I don't feel like putting out the effort. The sun is now beating down on me. Hot. It's warm out here today. It's probably 75 degrees, 76 degrees. And it's about 24, 25 degrees. All right, now I gotta walk up. Oh, here's a ball. Got ourselves another white golf ball. What's it gonna be? We got a Titleist 4 logo ball. Oh my God. And guess what the logo is? Is this a gash in the side? The logo, this is hilarious. The logo is of the country club. The country club that I used to be a caddy at. And whereas it's true, I do not know much about golf. I do not play golf. I do know something about golf, golf strategy, and some other kind of weird stuff. Just because I was a caddy. And I was a caddy out at this country club, the Omaha Country Club, and they had a really nice course. I mean, I don't know if it's still the best golf course in town. It might be, but it's good, it's nice. And as we walk up here, we find another golf ball. Pick it up. It's a TaylorMade number 3. Put that in the pocket. My pocket is filling up. I'm not gonna have any much room in there any for if I golf balls. Hey, you got any golf balls? Yes, I got a lot of golf balls. Yeah, so I used to caddy when I was a kid, when I was underage, when I was prevented from working by law. But for some reason that was one of the things that underage children could do. So we would go out there and carry guys' golf clubs around for money. And yeah, it was difficult work and it was brutal. But it wasn't too bad pay-wise. I mean, we were getting pretty close to minimum wage. Back when the minimum wage was $3 an hour, if we were good, we got tips too. If we were good, we'd make about $2.50 an hour. And if we were not good, you know, well, we'd still make about $2 an hour. Here's another ball. Golf ball, Top Flight number 3. Gotta put that in my other pocket because now my pockets are getting full of golf balls. We're not even finding any of the golf balls that I want. I want to find some orange golf balls, some green golf balls. Got to find the Garfin Baron. And now we got a little bit of wind picking up. Kind of feels nice, but we're probably hearing it a lot. So let's cross the street. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm glad I crossed the street because right here is a golf bar. Another TaylorMade. TaylorMade number 3. So yeah, apparently this guy who's playing TaylorMade number 3s isn't any good. And he knocked two of his tee shots a little bit wide. All right, so this is about where the bridge starts, and you can kind of come over here and you can get between the fence and the bridge rail thingy and come back down into Herrenhaven. But I like to check this area for golf balls because we often find golf bars. So let's just take a quick look in this zone. And this is pretty typical of how golf ball finding works. You go to one place and you know you're going to find some and you don't find any. Then you go to another place and you find a whole bunch. And this is about as far as we can go. We're now on the bridge. Well, almost on the bridge. Now I'm on the bridge. And I'm looking down into the creek. What is this? The West Papio? The Papio Valley. It's a magical place. Lots of water running. Lots of water flowing. And I can see some construction on the bridge, because they're always doing construction on the bridge. Hopefully they'll have that done before winter. We got some beautiful weather. They can be building stuff. I'm not seeing any dudes down in the creek, though. Sometimes you can see dudes around here. If we go on the other side of the bridge and look down in the creek, we can probably see some golf balls. You look down, I've looked down in there, and you can see golf balls laying around everywhere. So now I'm kind of walking back over here to the Herrenhaven area. And I'm looking for the shortcut. Where can I... Yeah, see, somebody's been dumping brush. There's a little animal path here. Little dude path that goes down. We can walk down in there. Sometimes we get golf balls around here. Alright, here's another little dude path. I think I'll walk down here. And now, I'm back on the Herrenhaven property. Pretty much in the Herrenhaven parking lot. Up in the corner of it. Where it smells like... It smells like dill or something. And there's mati dens up here. So that's why I have to come over here and look. Are there any matis around here? No matis around here today. That's cool. Usually this is a like springtime zone. Because I think... I know there's a den over there. We can't really get to it just because of the way the trees are, but I think there's a birthing den over there. So there's always lots of good action here in the spring. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm just kind of walking along the edge of Herrenhaven to see if we can run into any dudes who are thinking, should I go to Herrenhaven today? What's that sound? Is that sound just me? Or is that somebody moving through the leaves and trees over here? Unknown. Unknown. Probably just my imagination. Alright, so. Standing here. In the corner of the parking lot. Looking on the ground. Looking for balls that actually made it into the parking lot. Which happens all the time. Just not seeing any right now. Okay, that's cool too. Now what do I want to do? I know what everybody's thinking. You're thinking, hey, let's go to Herrenhaven. Well, no. There's a lot of kids here. There's a mom pushing a stroller with three or four toddlers to, you know, like, that oldest kid couldn't have been 8 or 9. So there's a bunch of screamers back there, shouting their heads off, along with everybody else who's here. Although one or two cars have left. So what we're going to do instead is just sort of walk across the parking lot onto the little drive that goes up to the Mulhouse property. Ooh, somebody came in here and tore up the old prairie grass plots. They're all destroyed. Tore up everything. Mowed everything down. And it's just a flat grass field now. Supposedly this is going to become some kind of pollinator habitat project that is partially dealt with by, you know, pheasants forever. I don't know if they really think they're going to get pheasants in here. You're not going to be able to shoot them even if they do come. Regardless, it looks weird. It looks very interestingly weird. But what I want to do is I want to come up to the gate here. See, what got taken out? A tree or something got taken out over here. And so now it's kind of open. And now dudes can't hide back here anymore like they used to. Turkeys used to hide in here. So I'm overlooking the Mulhall's property, looking for dudes. I'm not seeing any. The sun's in my face, and I don't see any dudes. So I'm gonna go back over here instead. What do we got going on today? Maybe we should look for some mantis buddies. Ha ha ha. Yes. Although it did get cold last week. I don't know if it actually froze or not, but let's go over here to the building, to the front of the building, and just spend a few minutes looking for some fun, large insects. Okay. What we need are some flowering plants that are attracting bugs. Plants that attract bugs that eat bugs. We got nothing flowering. We got a lot of stuff that is... It looks like it's frostbit. We're down in a valley. If it got down to 36 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 2 degrees Celsius, that would frost over down here. So I'm not finding any mantises. I'm not finding any bugs at all. I don't see any dudes. I do not see them anywhere. Yeah, we're just having some weird weather. We're not going to get any mantises. I'm getting hot. It is that warm out here today. So we're just going to head back to the car. Ooh, that's cool. All right, so what we need to do is catalog the golf balls we have found. Yeah, we picked up a lot of golf balls today, but we didn't have the success of yesterday. We didn't find anything new. We didn't find anything unique. We didn't find anything all that fun. The only thing that we got out of today was quantity. So let's dump all the golf balls onto my car seat to see how many we got. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus my keys. How many do I have in this pocket? Just one? What else is in here? Oh, nope, that's another golf ball. Okay. And I got my camera. We've got 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 golf balls that need to be washed. So I'll go home and I'll just put them in some water. I haven't actually built or devised any kind of golf ball washer yet. I've just been washing them in my teacup. Not my little teacup, you know, my big 2-liter industrial death teacup. Put in a little bit of soap, put in some golf balls, hot water, squirt them with the squirty thing, and get some relatively clean golf balls. Then I tend to have to scrub them with green scrubbies, but that's what I need. I need something with a brush. I need something that turns. Am I going to have to build a golf ball washer? Just to... God, this is insane. Why would I do this? I'm not the golf ball guy. I'm not a golf ball collector. Well, except obviously I kind of am, since we already found 7 golf balls on today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I don't want to go home. I want to stay outside and play and find some dudes and maybe find more golf balls. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.